Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
And let's start, Andy, with football. Let's start there. And there was a list that came out that I want to pull up, and we can go over that, about the the top player, the top quarterbacks in the league. And the list was top 30 players, I should say, over 30. That was the list. Right. And that came from NFL.com. And the list had Aaron Rodgers was higher than Tom Brady. Let me give you the top four on this list, okay?
Okay.
Aaron Donald, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Russell Wilson. I'm just giving you the top four, and it's just a list. Remember, the top 30, over 30 years old, and a lot of people, I mean, eyebrows raised. I'm sure yours did a little bit. Because Tom Brady wasn't on the top of that list because he's not even over 30. He's over 40. Right. He's almost 50. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
What do you make of this list? And do you think Tom Brady deserves to be in the top spot?
this list is a farce because when you call the guy the GOAT, how can he not be number one on the list? That's as it's easy as that. It really is. Look, Aaron Rodgers is great, but he's always going to be in the shadow of Tom Brady for what Tom Brady has done, what he's accomplished with the players that he's had on his side. I mean, really and truly, here's a guy, come on, a sixth-round draft pick, and what he's become, how could you not have him number one? And again, he's called the GOAT. How could he not be number one on the list?
How could he be the GOAT if Eli Manning beat him twice in the Super Bowl? I'm still trying to figure that out. Can you help me?
Yeah,
how could
because
you be
he's
the
got,
GOAT?
Because he's got six rings. That's why.
Did he get all six, or did the defense help him? As in Patrick Mahomes not scoring any points in the Super Bowl, as in the St. Louis Rams, who were the greatest show on turf, being held to 13 points in a Super Bowl. How about the Falcons were up 28-3 and didn't score in the second half of that Super Bowl? How about the Rams a few years ago? L.A. Rams had the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL, and they only were able to manage 3 points in a, and that was on an 89-yard field goal. I mean, let's not oversell the Brady, and I'll tell you this, Andy.
No, you're right, but I tell you what, that's the fallacy of this, because I'm glad you got that for me. I really am. I'll tell you why. Because when you see games promoted on TV, it's always the quarterback versus the other quarterback. They don't talk about anything else. And it's the same thing in hockey. It's goalkeeper against goalkeeper. You know,
right.
It's like if you see a game on TV, the Dallas against New England, it's going to be quarterback versus quarterback. Prescott versus Brady. No one else. No one else counts. And they always give the one loss record to the quarterbacks. It's crazy. It really is.
No, it is. And that's how we operate. And we always are putting it out there. But I think if you were to just take away the Super Bowls, take away the Super Bowls and say that they're a team achieved entity of your career. Can we agree with that? Andy, follow me.
Well, yes? Take away the Super Bowl. Go ahead. Okay.
We take away the Super Bowls and just talk about the players' ability, what they do on the field, and who's the best. I don't even think it's close that Aaron Rodgers has a better skill set and is a better quarterback than Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the most accomplished quarterback, but I don't think anybody, given all things equal, Andy, would pick Tom Brady over Aaron Rodgers on any given Sunday.
Agreed.
Any Wednesday. You agree with that?
I agree with that. And you're right. Maybe accomplished is the key word here, the accomplished quarterback. You know, what Brady has accomplished is tremendous. You know, and he did it with a group of great players and a tremendous coach. You know, Aaron Rodgers may be the better skill set quarterback, but he has not reached the pinnacle and accomplished what Tom Brady has accomplished.
There's no doubt. And that's why I say, and I'm not to say that Aaron's not to blame at all, but you know, Andy, over the years, the Packers have gone in with subpar defenses, and the Patriots have had great defenses, top five defenses, right? Even the year that the Patriots were 18-0, right, and wound up losing to Eli Manning and the Giants, you know, they had a great defense. They've always had a great defense, except for that one time that they played Philadelphia, and they got lit up for, what, 450 yards or whatever it was, from Nick Foles. But for the most part, the defense has always been there, and he has a great coach. And I think that Tom Brady gets way too much credit. This is not only a Tom Brady thing. How about Aaron Donald as being number one? Are you cool with that?
I think it's tremendous that he even looked at a defensive player. You know, normally it's all offense, and they gave him a defensive player, which is great. He might be one of the better defensive players, if not the best of all time. Tremendous player. He really is. But I want to go back to this Brady situation with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it doesn't make a difference, you know, if one has a better skill set. I think it's all in the minds of what have you accomplished. And yes, Tom Brady has accomplished more than Aaron Rodgers. Good, bad, or indifferent, defenses, team players, personnel, whatever it may be, Tom Brady has accomplished more. End of story. You know, and I would ask you, I would go in a different direction in sports. I would go, who is the greatest in basketball? You know, and my take has always been Will Chamberlain, the most dominant player ever to play the game in the NBA. But Bill Russell accomplished more than Will Chamberlain ever did. What do you have, 10 championships in 12 years or 11 and 13, something like
11.
That? And Chamberlain won two. But still, I think Chamberlain was the most dominant player ever to play the game.
I get that, but I think winning also factors in, and I understand where you are. But here's the part that I think is always negated, and I don't know why, because it's not done with all players. They have a scarlet letter. They always get painted with that brush about the cheating scandal. Tom Brady was suspended for 4 games when he was busted cheating. The Patriots were fined heavily, the coach for
the
cheating.
Spygate,
how come that doesn't factor in? Why do you give Tom Brady a pass? Who's helped by knowing the defensive signals? Does Tom Brady get an edge if he knows what defense they're playing?
Well, he certainly does. But look, I mean, you're looking at something that's so picayune. I mean, the 4 games that he spent on the bench because of the air and the football, I mean, that to me was a joke. It was a joke. It really was. Do you think that really affected his play, the air and the football? I mean, come on. The air would change.
But no, it's about there's a reason that there are air specifications on the football.
I agree.
But
change from city to city. You know, tires contract and expand in heat and cold. And in the same thing when a football game is played in the South or played perhaps in Chicago. It's different. The ball will weigh differently.
I get that, but I'm just saying there's a reason those rules were on the books. And if you remember that team that year, I don't know if they lost a fumble all year or they had one fumble. And you know this, Andy, a softball is harder, is easier to hold on to than one that's slick. Yes or no?
Agreed. Yes.
Okay. So there are reasons why. And don't forget the other thing is when a team goes in on offense, their ball is sent in from the sidelines, right?
Right.
It's not like basketball. There's not a Lakers ball when they're on offense, they call timeout, and then when the Nets are going down the other way, they give them their ball. There's no such thing. In football, maybe to stop that is that there should probably be just one football. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm hearing you. Yeah.
Because that's the only part that I think when you talk about Brady and accomplishments, those are thrown out the window. I get the Aaron Donald. I get the defense. What a disruptor he is.
But you're picking on things that, look, I understand they broke the rules. I get that. But you might as well throw in the fact that they play in a weaker conference, right?
They got 6 wins every year before
they
start the season.
Right, so throw that in too. I mean, if you want to throw it in and put that on the weight, on the scale against Tom Brady, that's fine. The teams that they play, come on. I mean, the Jets, and at the time, Buffalo was terrible as well.
And Miami, right.
Yeah,
and
they were bad teams, so throw that in there too. But also given the fact that they're playing in a real rough climate. Playing in New England in November is rough.
No doubt. What about, I think, Russell Wilson should be ahead of Tom Brady. I think.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I do. And I'm talking about you got to remember, Tom Brady's in his 40s now. He had a good season. If you looked at it, a lot of those stats at the end, Andy, just go look at who they played. He feasted on some really bad teams.
No doubt, but you can't control
who they played. He
struggled
in the middle of the year against better teams. Remember the Chicago game that they blew?
Yes.
I mean, that's a good defense. He struggled against the Packers. He had 3 picks in the second half. Most guys never get close to that, of winning a game like that when he plays so poorly in the second half, but they were able to survive it. My point is, I don't have a problem with Aaron Rodgers being ahead of Tom Brady, and I'm just saying for my money, I would put Russell Wilson ahead of Tom Brady as well at this point.
Well, maybe at this point, at his age, the age difference obviously is a major factor. But then again, I think you're just picking here. And I mean, I would tell you this poll, I don't know who picked the poll, and it was the NFL.com.
This is the NFL.com, right?
Right. However, if you were to pick personnel people in the NFL, Hall of Fame voters in the NFL, 99% of them would pick Tom Brady. You know, for whatever the reason.
I don't think that's the case.
I
think if you were to, like I said, you strip down everything and say, which quarterback, did you see Aaron Rodgers last year at 37 in the season he put up? I mean,
Drew Brees? He was old too. He had a great year. I mean, I think Drew Brees is a great quarterback. He's not even listed in here.
He's retired now. So
I mean, but still.
Right, but I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers last season was as good of a season. Only one other year when he won the MVP, he had a higher quarterback rating. But other than that, he lit up everything. He was spectacular at age 37, and I can understand why. Tom Brady played well, but a lot of those numbers came were soft numbers.
You know what? And I'm agreeing with you, but I'm going to put a bow on this right now. You know what the bow is? And you know it as well as anybody else. It's all about championships and rings. That's what it's all about. I don't care who you play. You can't control who you play on your schedule. The stats, yeah, maybe you had some garbage time stats, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, look at the trophy case in Aaron Rodgers' house and look at the trophy case in Tom Brady's.
Well, but this isn't, if this was just about trophies, then I give it to you, but it's not. It's about who's the top 30 players over 30 in the NFL.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Andy, it's great to have you in.
Thank you.
On a day when we're talking baseball especially, because you live in Cincinnati, one of the all-time great baseball cities. I'm very fortunate, Andy, that in my 35-year career, I've worked in nothing but great baseball towns. I worked in New York. I worked in Cincinnati. I worked in Detroit. And I work in Los Angeles. All great baseball towns.
And which one was the best?
The best, you know what? I'm going to say, I call St. Louis the baseball capital of the United States. So St. Louis number, I didn't work there. But I would say Cincinnati, Detroit. The difference between New York and L.A. is that they're split allegiances. And I think that makes it a little different, even though they're great baseball towns. But I'm going to pick Cincinnati. It's a holiday. They love the Reds.
Yeah, they really do. I tell you what, I find it very interesting when you look at sports, the old landscape of sports, how certain cities kind of gravitate to certain sports. You look at Pittsburgh, it's all football. They can't get a dime of a fan in the stadium for baseball. They can't get anybody.
They got
there.
A beautiful stadium there.
They really do. I mean, it's just funny how some cities just do that. And then St. Louis couldn't support a football team, but baseball.
They ran two football teams out.
I know.
Think about that, Andy.
But they got 45,000 for a Wednesday afternoon game from baseball.
Oh, no, they draw $3 million every year, without question. They are Cardinals and Blues fans. But let's stick to baseball, Andy. That's why I brought it up, because I want to talk about this Jack Morris situation. Jack Morris, of course, a broadcaster for the Detroit Tigers on Bally Sports Detroit, the Hall of Famer. He pitched for the Tigers for 12, 13 years. Also was a big stud postseason pitcher with the Minnesota Twins. And he was trying to be funny, I guess. I just don't understand why guys keep doing this to themselves, Andy. But he was suspended indefinitely for his racist comment when Shohei Ohtani was about to come up. Let's take a listen. I think we have the sound. Let's take a listen to what he said last night on the broadcast.
Now what do you do with Shohei Ohtani?
Be very, very careful. Well, folks, Shohei Ohtani has come to the plate, and it's been brought to my attention, and I sincerely apologize if I offended anybody, especially anybody in the Asian community, for what I said about pitching and being careful to Shohei Ohtani. I did not intend for any offensive thing, and I apologize if I did. Certainly respect and have the utmost respect for this guy. Don't blame a pitcher for walking.
Well,
it was offensive. He was acting or giving a Japanese or Asian person, right, trying to be like funny. So he did that voice. And of course, shame on all the people who ran to his defense, Andy. And the first thing they said was, he was imitating Elmer Fudd. And I was like, Elmer Fudd?
No way.
First of all, Elmer Fudd doesn't even say that, okay? Elmer Fudd says, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits, okay? So he doesn't say that. Be very careful. Has nothing. What Elmer Fudd, and it happened with Shohei Ohtani coming up, and you know, Andy, when you heard it, what did you think? I'd love to hear your take.
I shook my head. I say, why? Why would you do that? Why would you go there? And after so many things have happened, and in Cincinnati, we're almost at the anniversary here of a year ago when Tom Brenneman said something that was very detrimental, and he got the axe. He did, and it was quick. It really was. And his wasn't even on the broadcast. It was like,
it was a hot mic.
Right. It's just crazy. And look, I'm not saying good, bad, or indifferent. I'm not saying that maybe this cancel culture is crazy. You can't do that. You can't insult people. You just don't do things like that. And you don't come back and say, if I insulted you. Well, you did. Well, you did insult him, you know? Don't give me that. If I insult, well, you know you did. And you know you were wrong. But the point is that, are you that stupid after you've seen so many people go down the tubes in flames after doing that, you went ahead and did it? But my question is this. Will he come back? He's a favorite son in Detroit, Jack Morris is, and he says he's suspended. Now, with Tom Brenneman, he was, boom, out, you're out of here. Fox Sports did it on football, he's gone. The Cincinnati Reds with Bally Sports, he's gone, and it doesn't look like he's coming back. Now, will Jack Morris come back? Is there a stringent rule for each guy, or everybody gets their own deal? I mean, it's like, if I rob a bank in Minnesota, is it same as robbing a bank in New York? Do I get a week in jail in Minnesota, or 30 years in jail in New York? I mean, it's got to be the same for everybody, right?
But it's not. Don't you remember Bob Brenly made a joke about Marcus Stroman's do-rag that he was wearing? Do you remember that, Andy?
Yeah, yes.
And he said, oh, that looks like the do-rag Tom Seaver used to wear, right? Which is basically he was making fun of something that black people wear for their hair. And he had to get sensitivity treatment. They claim that he stepped aside, even though, you know what I mean, they didn't want to embarrass him. And I think he's coming back or came back to the broadcast. It's different for different people. And Tom Brenneman, when you say it, it wasn't on the broadcast. It was a hot mic. And his dad is a legend, a Hall of Fame broadcaster, and a Cincinnati icon. I know Tom and Marty from my time there, and both of those guys were great guys to me. But you can't do it, Andy. Tom knows it. Marty even said it after
I would
son,
say this. Jack
right?
Morris.
He knew that you can't do it.
Right. Jack Morris would have been better off dropping the F-bomb than what he said. Really. They may have forgiven him for that. Maybe. I don't know. But at least when you say something like that, you're not offending a group of people. You know, people are not happy to hear that, but at least that you maybe could squirm out of that one.
Yeah, I just help me with this, Andy. I think, you know, you said to yourself, why would you go there? Why would you do it? You've seen the landmines, you've seen all the people who keep losing their gigs. And Andy, you would think common sense. Stay off the jokes, stay off the ethnic stuff, stay off the racist humor. Just stop it.
When in doubt, don't say it.
Exactly.
When in doubt, don't say it. And you know what? Stay away from religion and politics. Then you're
safe.
Here's
the problem, I think. I think they can't help themselves. I really don't, because if you could, Andy, you wouldn't do it. I think they can't help themselves. They
think
they're funny, and they don't understand that the world has changed.
I don't know if they think they're funny, but I think that they have such cachet that they can get away with it. Like, it's one of those deals when you get stopped by a cop and you're an athlete. Do you know who I am, deal?
Right.
Do you know
Remember
who I am?
Tony La Russa said that, right.
Yeah, do you know who I am? You know, no, I don't. I really don't. So Jack Morris feels like, well, I could do it. I'm a god in Detroit, and I could say it. Because I think I don't think it slipped out. I think he did it. And he didn't think anything was going to happen.
Did he really? I mean, we're in a world, and I know you brought up cancel culture. All right. And people always run to that as no matter what happens. But Andy, I don't subscribe to that. And what I'm talking about, if someone is offensive to me or my people or people I care about, I'm not going to support them. So you could say cancel call. I'm not. If a store or a person, I'm not going to watch your movies. I'm not going to buy your tickets. I'm not. And I think that that's fair game when it's my money and I get to determine how I want to spend it. Why would I spend money on something that treats me or my people in a negative way, right? And that's what it comes down to. So when people always, here we go, now they're going to cancel them. No. You got to be careful when you represent an organization or a company, right? Andy, you represent Fox Sports Radio every day because you work on these airwaves, right?
Yes, so I do.
I can't go into a sports bar at 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm not on Fox Sports Radio and throw out anti-Semitic comments, can I? No.
And I can't walk into a sports bar and I wouldn't wear a swastika t-shirt.
Exactly.
Really.
Not ever. This is the point.
But the funny thing is that now when someone says something like that, you have the thought process that maybe these guys are racist in and in. You know what I'm saying? Like, now you have a different look and a different view towards Jack Morris. You know, if he hates Asians, he may hate blacks. He may hate Jews.
Right.
He may hate everybody. He may just be one of those guys. Really?
No, and that's what happens when those stuff, when that stuff comes out of your mouth, because people look at it, and this is a different world. I mean, I'm saying this, and some people might laugh, but they took Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima off the food boxes, Andy. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
seriously.
Yes, right.
This we all ate from those boxes forever, Andy, right? And mm-hmm. accepted it. We don't accept that stuff anymore.
Because it's a stereotype.
Exactly.
And now Jack Morris is stereotyped.
Right, and what he did to Shohei Ohtani, who's one of the greatest players in the game today, did he deserve that? Why him? Why did he deserve that? What did he do? You know why he did? Got it? Because he's Asian. That's why
right.
he got it.
Exactly.
He wouldn't make that voice if it was Miguel Cabrera at the plate, right?
Think about this. Where would Don Rickles be today? He wouldn't have a career, would he?
No, he wouldn't. Guys like that wouldn't be around. But things have changed, and I'm sorry. I think companies have a right to put people who represent them. And I'm going to give you a story, Andy. You might remember this. And do you remember Anita Bryant was the representative for Tropicana Orange Juice? Do you remember that?
No.
Anita Bryant. This is in the 70s. Everybody says everything's now politically correct and cancel culture. And she gave a speech in public denouncing gay people. And Tropicana dropped her. And they want to sell orange juice to everybody, right? They don't want anybody to not want to buy orange juice because of... And people were like, well, she was on her own time. No.
Right.
When you work for other people, you represent them all the time. There's no off time.
Well,
so
but
when Jack
further.
Morris said that, that wasn't Jack Morris in his backyard talking to his uncle and cousins. That was Jack Morris representing Bally Sports Detroit, the Detroit Tigers, all the players, right? And the people of Detroit watching the game.
You mentioned when you work for someone, and I agree with you, but let's go one step further. And you were involved with this when you were in Cincinnati. What happens when the owner of the team, Marge Schott, has the same feelings? And when she called Eric Davis her $1 million N-word. Really?
Right.
And she's the owner. Okay? It's not someone who works for someone and represents the organization. She is the face, or was the face of the organization.
And it cost her,
her
team, just like it cost Donald Sterling his team. He was forced. God knows he made out because he sold the team for $2 billion. But he was forced. And remember, that was a private conversation that was taped, Andy, that went public. So Jack Morris made a huge mistake. He's indefinitely suspended by Bally Sports Detroit. I don't believe he'll be back the rest of this season. And depending on his contract status, Andy, you know how this works. If you're on the last year of a contract, it's easy for them to let you go.
Right.
And if you got 2 or 3 years guaranteed and they got to pay you, they might try to massage your image and try to bring you back because they don't want to give you all that money. But
and
if they get enough
that,
hate
yeah.
mail, right,
yeah.
it, they,
yeah.
they, they'll just have to eat the contract.
You're right. And they'll say he went to training, you know, but... You know, right. I don't know. I don't know what training does. If you're inbred, if that's embedded in you, that you feel that way, and it's the first thing that comes out of your mouth when you see someone who doesn't look like you, that's not
right.
good.
Not at all.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard on this Worship Wednesday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Now let's bring in Dan Lust. He's a sports attorney, and you can reach him on Twitter at SportsLawLust, L-U-S-T. Dan, welcome to the Odd Couple. How are you?
My pleasure to join you guys, and let's just say there's a lot of stuff buzzing in the sports law world, so always happy to join the show.
Yes, a lot is buzzing, and we found out some news that the FBI is investigating Deshaun Watson. There's all kinds of stuff out there. Can you just give us an update on what you know is going on right now?
Yeah, so there's a little bit of, swirling reports. The FBI actually is involved in the Watson case supposedly in two facets. So number one, they have spoke to Deshaun Watson. Now, that is not in a context, at least as far as I'm aware, when they are investigating him for some type of federal crime. The context that they spoke to him was actually one of the alleged accusers for potentially extorting him. So when Rusty Hardin today in his news conference said, you know, I allowed my client to speak to the FBI, we have nothing to hide, he was talking about a context in which Deshaun Watson is essentially the victim, right? He was the alleging, you know, that he was the target of an extortion plot. Now, what we kind of learned from this news conference, and Rusty Hardin, you know, sometimes he has this problem of kind of talking out loud and kind of giving us a stream of consciousness. And just kind of a quote from him today, he goes, "I didn't know about that until yesterday, and then I checked it out, and it's true. They are." And what is he talking about? He's talking about the fact that the FBI is also separately has opened up a separate file in which they are investigating Deshaun Watson for a federal crime. And as part of that second file, they've actually spoken to Tony Busby, who represents all 20-plus of these civil accusers. So just so everyone's clear, everyone's keeping score, two separate federal files that appear to be open here.
Now, Dan, let me just follow up, and then, Andy, you can jump in. Is this the – would the federal government be involved in the trafficking part of this? And people need to understand, when people think of human trafficking, they're thinking of smuggling young girls in from Venezuela or something. That's not – make an arrangement for somebody, they come pay for their ticket to come or come across state lines – and they come to give you a massage, and then it winds up that you have an ulterior motive of sex instead, that could be trafficking. Am I right, Dan, or not?
Yeah, I listened to you guys do an interview on this recently. That's essentially it. The FBI is going to get involved when there's some form of interstate travel, right? And here the allegation. Some of these women were from the same state as Deshaun, but other ones were, you know, being brought in from elsewhere. So that's why the federal government might get involved. But just because the federal government is poking around, I think it's important to know we still have no criminal charges at a state or a federal level. To the extent that the federal government wants to pop in, more often than not, that will preempt a state investigation. So as far as we can tell, the state and the Harris County DA's office is still working on this. So I don't think there's any indication that federal charges are imminent. But I do think state criminal charges are very close here with these grand jury reports coming in.
Dan Lust, Rusty Hardin, Deshaun's attorney, said that Deshaun Watson has not spoken to the NFL as part of its investigation into the lawsuits. I got to ask you, why is that? Why hasn't the NFL gotten involved?
Well, the NFL has been speaking to these alleged accusers. I think ideally if you're running an investigation, you would have spoke to Deshaun Watson first. You would have gotten the kind of versions from these however many victims you can or alleged victims you can speak to. And then you bring Deshaun Watson back. And you try to catch him in a lie, right? Hey, you said this, but she said this, right? And you try to bring him back in, and you try to kind of almost like a cross-examination. Under the NFL's protocol, Deshaun Watson doesn't really have to come in, right? There's no subpoena power. He doesn't have to be there. But the NFL could, you know, issue and put him on the commissioner's exempt list if he's not going to kind of defend himself. But for whatever reason, and I can't really speak to the wisdom of it, I'm not really sure. Over in Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred has put Trevor Bauer on the administrative leave list, which is essentially the same thing as the commissioner's exempt list. It's paid leave. Again, with Trevor Bauer, which maybe we'll get into if there's time. It's a civil. There's no civil lawsuit. No criminal lawsuit. Trevor Bauer's off the field. Deshaun Watson has not defended himself, similar to Trevor Bauer. He hasn't spoke to the league. But Deshaun Watson is not on any type of disciplinary list by any way, shape, or form. If there was a game tomorrow, Deshaun Watson can play. So you're seeing a little bit of mixed messaging across our sports landscape here.
Let's ask you about the Trevor Bauer thing. The whole thing, I get it, like you're investigating it. And the woman, the first woman, didn't even call the police or anything. You know what I mean? She went to the hospital, and right by law, if somebody comes in shape like that, right, Dan, the hospital's required by law to call law enforcement to say somebody came in and they don't explain what happened to them and they're beat up or they're bruised. In Trevor Bauer's case, even if there are no charges, could he be damaged enough to where somebody wouldn't want to have him on their team?
Yeah, so I guess a little bit of the context, and I've been following this case very closely. I've been looking at all the all the reports coming in from what's going over in California. But here's the long and short, right? This is a proceeding right now. It's not a criminal case. It's not a civil lawsuit. It's an order for a temporary restraining order, which if anybody knows what a restraining order is, and Rob, to your point, it's going to require some type of threat of future harm. A restraining order is to prevent something in the future from happening. So at least as far as I've seen from the medical testimony that's come out, maybe there was some indication of injuries, but there didn't seem to be any indication on the medical records that there was some type of fear of future harm, right? And there's no seemingly a call to the police department within 24, 48, 72 hours. It's really, I think there was some conversation with the police, but this restraining order is not applied for until this declaration, until June 28th. So the first incident, which is, you know, apparently a consensual incident, and they wanted to meet up again. But first one is in mid-May. The second one, or sorry, first one's in mid-April. Second one's in mid-May, and the restraining order is not applied for until the end of June. So when it comes to, you know, whether there was true, future threat of harm, I'm not sure she meets that criteria. We'll see. But you know, here's the thing: crimes. Doesn't worry about what could happen in the future. Crimes, like you guys watch Cold Case, I'm sure, it matters what happens in the past. So even if Trevor Bauer beats this restraining order, it's still a world where he gets charged criminally. And then beyond all of this, guys, Major League Baseball is watching every single word that comes out. I still think there's a really good chance, that Bauer has played his last inning with the Los Angeles Dodgers. I really think the allegations are at that point.
I'm with you on that. He might go somewhere else and get a chance, but I don't think he'll pitch for the Dodgers again. Go ahead, Andy.
Dan, let's continue with this Trevor Bauer situation, because his team, his law team, is claiming that it was consensual sex that he had with these women. And when Trevor Bauer played in Cincinnati, and I live in the Cincinnati area, there was no report whatsoever. They checked. There was no report. And one of the women was from Cincinnati. And there was no report whatsoever of anything, any crime or any situation in Cincinnati with Trevor Bauer and any woman here. So would the consensual sex situation stand up in a courtroom?
It's tough. Like, here's the thing, and I don't, it's kind of graphic, but, you know, it's a big case. You kind of have to get into it. It's a sexual assault case. Here's the issue, right? If there was a contract between two people, and I'm just giving you a hypothetical, and someone says, hey, I signed this contract, I agreed to murder this other person. That's an illegal contract. Even if you went through with it and you say, hey, this guy signed the contract, it's illegal. You can't do it. Same thing why drug dealers can't go to the cops, because it's illegal to sell drugs. So,
right, to say, hey, those guys stole my drugs, right? Right, those guys stole my drugs, right?
It doesn't matter that you have a contract. They're just an illegal contract. So here's where it gets a little messy, and I'm not going to get into the heavy stuff, but, you know, there are certain acts that you can consent to in a bedroom that a court will not view as being legal consent. One of them is when you were rendered unconscious. Even if, hypothetically, you told someone, hey, knock me unconscious and then do whatever you want to me, the law says that person can't still be giving you consent while they're unconscious, because they need to be able to withdraw the consent. And if they're unconscious, they can't withdraw the consent because they're not conscious. So that's where it gets a little messy. She's alleging that something occurred and was continuing to occur while she was unconscious. And if that's really the case, Bauer's going to have a hard time defending that. And the problem is, you know, this cross-exam was pretty good today. I'm not sure. You know, it's a he said, she said type deal, similar to Deshaun Watson. There are only two witnesses to this incident. It's Trevor Bauer, who's, you know, invoking his right to remain silent. He's not going to say anything on the stand. And it's this, the accuser who's been, you know, kind of, she's having her credibility attacked. So it's to the extent that DA's office believes her version of events, there certainly could be a charge here. Because legally, again, you cannot consent to certain things while you're unconscious.
Hey, we'll end on this, Dan, and great information. I always say, and stop me if I'm wrong, it's like you join a fraternity, right? You know that they're going to haze you, and you sign up for hazing. Does it mean they can kill you?
Right. I mean, that's really what you get to hear. And I think, you know, on a baseball level, if you guys are following this, there's been some kind of messy allegations that have brought up, like her dating history. She dated Fernando Tatis for a period of time, and Mike Clevenger. Those names are popping up. You know, I think there's an element of this case that is, you know, Trevor Bauer's team really trying to attack her credibility, bringing up these skeletons in her closet, ex-boyfriends and whatnot. And we'll see. You give her a lot of credit for standing up and coming forward with these allegations. And listen, this case is by no means over. This is going to go on for a couple more weeks. Major League Baseball's investigation is going on. And the guys, the one that's really hurt from this, from a sports standpoint, the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're paying the full $30 million this year. The guys owed $100 million over 3 years. They can't seek relief under that contract until there's some type of investigation and punishment levied by baseball. And that doesn't appear to be coming anytime soon. So, you know, if you're a Dodgers fan, just hang tight. But this case is not going away so quick.
All right, Dan Luss, the sports attorney, man. Great information. Very clear that we could understand. I loved it. Thank you so much for joining the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.